Carly, when was the first time, if you remember, that you realized that maybe Shakespeare was more than, you know, a guy pacing around the stage with a skull making boring speeches?
At the beginning of this year, with Taming of the Shrew, that definitely made me think a little deeper than I've ever had to with Shakespeare before. It was a little more challenging than the other ones, I personally feel, to understand exactly the character's motives, especially Kate's, you know, because she's such a bizarre character in that time frame. And not only that, but I'm sure even, you know, in today's modern time, she would have been perceived as someone very bizarre and, you know, out of place. And it was definitely hard to grasp exactly what was going on in her head. And there's many different interpretations that you could come up with.
Now, let's talk about who's played Shakespeare. Carly, have you had the chance to act at all or get involved in the theater?
I do plenty of acting. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, none with Shakespeare as of yet, but I have been in the drama club of James M. Bennett ever since I was a freshman. And as of my junior year up until now, I am currently the president of the drama club here.
Oh, president of the drama club means you do plenty of acting, as you said.
Yes.
And still, watching Shakespeare plays has to inform a lot how you think about staging and directing.
Oh, yeah. Being able to use one scene for multiple purposes is very smart. And oftentimes, if it's done well, as Brown Box Theater has always done it, it's very effective, too, and easy to understand exactly what's going on.
Carly, what happened when you told your grandma that you had started to take an interest in Shakespeare and what the Brown Box Theater was doing?
When I told my grandmother, she was ecstatic. she pulled out her, I believe it was a copy of The Comedy of Errors. Judi Dench performed in it, and that was a riot. I loved it, and it really, it showed me the aspect of Shakespeare that wasn't tragedy, that I hadn't really had experience with up until that point. And, you know, it was really, it's a stretch of the believable that you could see, like something in modern times, but because it's that stretch, it makes it that much better and that much more entertaining because it's not so normal. And something along the lines of comedy like that was really a game changer. And it really it expanded, you know, what I knew about Shakespeare and my interest in it.
When I was in school, we studied a lot of Shakespeare, of course. I had a couple of great teachers that really turned me on to it. And then there was this phenomenon where Shakespeare became really, really popular in pop culture. Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes did Romeo and Juliet. And then from there, just movie after movie, it was one of the best fads that ever came out of Hollywood. Did you guys catch some of those movies and with your friends?
Segment 1.
Carly, when was the first time, if you remember, that you realized that maybe Shakespeare was more than, you know, a guy pacing around the stage with a skull making boring speeches?
At the beginning of this year, with Taming of the Shrew, that definitely made me think a little deeper than I've ever had to with Shakespeare before. It was a little more challenging than the other ones, I personally feel, to understand exactly the character's motives, especially Kate's, you know, because she's such a bizarre character in that time frame. And not only that, but I'm sure even, you know, in today's modern time, she would have been perceived as someone very bizarre and, you know, out of place. And
Segment 2.
It was definitely hard to grasp exactly what was going on in her head, and there's many different interpretations that you could come up with.
Now, let's talk about who's played Shakespeare. Carly, have you had the chance to act at all or get involved in the theater?
I do plenty of acting. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, none with Shakespeare as of yet, but I have been in the drama club of James M. Bennett ever since I was a freshman, and as of my junior year up until now, I am currently the president of the drama club here.
Oh, president of the drama club means you do plenty of acting, as you said.
Yes.
And still, watching Shakespeare plays has to inform a lot how you think about staging and directing.
Segment 3.
Oh, yeah. Being able to use one scene for multiple purposes is very smart. And oftentimes, if it's done well, as Brown Box Theater has always done it, it's very effective, too, and easy to understand exactly what's going on.
Carly, what happened when you told your grandma that you had started to take an interest in Shakespeare and what the Brown Box Theater was doing?
When I told my grandmother, she was ecstatic. she pulled out her... I believe it was a copy of The Comedy of Errors. Judi Dench performed in it, and that was a riot. I loved it, and it really it showed me the aspect of Shakespeare that wasn't tragedy, that I hadn't really had experience with up until that point.
Segment 4.
And, you know, it was really, it's a stretch of the believable that you could see, like, something in modern times. But because it's that stretch, it makes it that much better and that much more entertaining because it's not so normal. And something along the lines of comedy like that was really a game changer. And it really it expanded, you know, what I knew about Shakespeare and my interest in it.
When I was in school, we studied a lot of Shakespeare, of course. I had a couple of great teachers that really turned me on to it. And then there was this phenomenon where Shakespeare became really, really popular in pop culture. Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes did Romeo and Juliet. And then from there, just movie after movie, it was one of the best fads that ever came out of Hollywood. Did you guys catch some of those movies and with your friends?